Chapter 1. The blaring of the ship's intercom woke Captain Marcus Drake from his favorite dream, the one about the dancing girls in the hot spring. He glanced at the clock on the wall and groaned. Only 4 hours since his shift ended. Whatever Solomon wanted better be important. Marcus swung his long legs over the side of his bunk and stepped on something sharp. Damn it! Lights! The overhead lights came to life, not quite blinding him. Damn it! Reduce brightness by half! The lights obliged, and after a moment, Marcus's vision cleared. The state of his little cabin made him want to turn the lights off again. 3 months of accumulated junk spilled out of the storage bins, clothes in desperate need of cleaning, food containers from half a dozen restaurants, each from a different planet, along with the other odds and ends he'd collected in his travels. On one shelf, in a neat row, sat 20 leather-bound books, his mother's collection, an island of order amidst the chaos. He smiled when he looked at them, and a bit of his annoyance leaked away. Marcus raised his sore foot and found the remains of a small statuette he'd picked up at the spaceport on Titan 2 months ago. At least he didn't break the skin. He picked his way through the debris to the intercom and slapped the switch. What? We're picking up a distress beacon. We're in the middle of nowhere. Who the hell would travel through this part of the galaxy? Besides us, of course. The nearest trade route is half a day from here. Yeah, but the distress beacon is out there nonetheless. Fine, I'm on my way. Marcus released the intercom switch. He threw on his clothes and ducked out of his cabin. 6 steps to his left, and the automatic door to the cockpit slid open. He smiled as he stepped through the door into his only true home in the galaxy. Seated in the co-pilot's chair was the short, round, blonde figure of his best friend and navigator, Solomon Keyes. He glanced back at Marcus. You look like shit. Marcus scratched the 3 days' growth of stubble on his cheek. Thanks. This is what you get when you wake me up after 4 hours' sleep. Are you sure the beacon's legit? Solomon didn't dignify that with a reply. Marcus grinned. Solomon's people skills sucked, but he knew computers. Solomon told him computers were easier to deal with than people. If he didn't like the way a computer acted, he'd just change its programming. He had to talk to people. I've pinpointed the beacon's location. When Solomon gave him the location, he shook his head. None of the big merchant houses come out this far. Did you identify the beacon? After a moment of typing, Solomon said, I'll be damned. It isn't merchant class at all. It's expedition class. No exploration ships have come out this way in years. It's gotta be pirates. You always say that. Solomon typed another command. We haven't even seen a pirate in 3 years. Come on, somebody might be in trouble. Shall I prepare for a return to real space? We have a schedule to keep. We can't be late again. Last time they hadn't made their delivery date, their client, Axis, cut their fee so much they'd only gotten enough to refuel. We can report their location when we get to Mars. It'll take 3 days to get there and 3 more for a rescue ship to get back. Whoever's out there might die before anyone arrives. You know we need to stop and try to help. Besides, we're 6 hours ahead of schedule. Fine, have it your way. Once Solomon got an idea in his head, it would take a plasma grenade to get it out. Best to go along with him. Bring us out well away from the beacon. I want a good look around before we go in. Understood, Solomon said. Revision in 3. Inertial dampers on full. 2. Auto guns online. 1. Shields at maximum. The Rogue Star came shuddering back to real space. Nothing shot at them, which Marcus took as a good sign. A ship's most vulnerable moment came just after first leaving hyperspace. Marcus learned that lesson the hard way years ago. He activated the ship's sensors. No heat signatures or movement detected. They appeared to be alone. What do you think? Solomon squinted bloodshot blue eyes as he studied the readings. No energy readings. Nothing to indicate a battle. I'm just picking up a single large object drifting at random. It's the source of the distress signal. Well, let's take a look, Marcus said, curious now, despite himself. He pushed the engines to half power and guided the star toward the object. He took a deep breath and tensed and relaxed his muscles one group at a time. They had no need to worry. If he told himself that enough times, he might start to believe it. They